long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Ben-Hur. My family was one of the most respected in Jerusalem.
Please, I need you to tell me who our enemies are.
Masala, I won't name names. Until we were betrayed. By my own brother.
The world you live in is Rome's. Their laws, their power.
I won't let Masala go unpunished for what he's done to us.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll admit that I was expecting the remake of Ben-Hur, one of the most famous and well-respected movies of all time, to be terrible. Well, it isn't terrible. However, it wasn't very good either. The story follows a Jewish prince whose adoptive Roman brother seeks revenge on him when he doesn't take Rome's side. Judah Ben-Hur is sent to the galleys as a slave, but he returns to Jerusalem to face his brother in an epic chariot race for more revenge. While it hits most of the marks and the chariot race finale is much better than I expected, there's still a feeling of why bother that haunts the movie. Of course, producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey over-evangelized the movie with cheese and corn, reducing its epic scale to a mediocre faith-based film. What remains is a pale imitation of the 1959 epic with changes often made for the worse. Ben-Hur gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.